Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Today's the first day there's been a mandatory attendance at the bank.
Oh.
For all of those 21 and older customers here, must stop in. Because it's Wunderlic Wednesday. It's Wunderlic Wednesday.
Uh-oh, no.
So everyone that comes in has to take the Wunderlic test. The Wunderlic test is an NFL test you take that it's a intelligence / character / processing. It's not a very long test. So everyone has to come in and take the Wunderlic test.
Like the county or town?
In the town. Just the town of Creighton.
Everyone 21 over is required.
Required to stop in. Take the Wunderlic test, just like you would do at the NFL Combine. And then the scores will be posted outside of Mannion's Drugstore.
They're going to post
post your scores. Yes, they'll post your
scores. You'll be mocked and ridiculed if you have a bad score.
Maybe you do well.
Yeah,
how about that one?
You might do well.
It might be praised like that. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know if I want to do business with this guy. His Wunderlic's pretty low.
But there's all kinds of potential issues. Like, what if you have a medical issue, you can't make it in.
But that
CND will understand.
Yes, and they can do it probably by proxy
child
or something.
Care. Yeah. Oh, proxy.
Yes, that way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense now. So it's Wunderlic Wednesday. So people will be
by
whipping
proxy.
Yeah, they'll be taking the test and some number two pencils, and they have them all set up like you're at the DMV.
That sounds nerve wracking.
It's very nerve wracking. Imagine all of a sudden, Steve. All of a sudden, it's like you're out there, and Trix is like. Why are you in the bank so long? Yeah, take the Wunderlic test.
They're going to post the score, by the way.
So
give it hell on
it'll
it.
It'll be up at noon. You got head in there, Trix. It'll be up at noon.
They're going to post it. Shindy's going to post it.
He's going to post him.
That's horrifying.
Ridicule or praise is on the line here.
He asked me this, and I think I'm probably going to change. He goes, ask what the Breakers would want. Maybe we should just post like the top 10 highest scores. That way you're not posting everyone.
You
don't
want us to ball.
We don't want to post the bottom 10, do we? I mean, I don't think we want
to. There's
that
a
either.
Level of sensitivity that you sometimes that. Show that probably, I appreciate.
Yeah, so I think now, Shin, we're going to push back. We're going to say,
I don't know.
Just post the top 10 of the Wunderlic
how many,
outside of Mannion's Drugstore.
The question I would have also is How many people are we talking about?
There's going to be probably right around, I don't know, 800.
800
coming through. Like they've already they
the start, top
they,
10 be very impressive. Today.
So yeah, we're going to do the top 10.
Maybe do the top 100.
That could be okay. I'll see. But there'll be quite a board they
I'd
got
say
up
top
there.
Top 100.
It look kind of look like a leaderboard.
Like
kind
to
of like the
actually
Masters.
See a Wonderlic test. I want to see what the questions are.
This is about as odd as he's gotten. We're trying to take Wonderlic test and we're going to post your scores.
If you go to Google, you can get or ChatGPT. You can
try it.
There's questions that they'll say. Okay. What is a sample question from the Wonderlic test?
How long does it take you to take this test?
What's that? 24 minutes.
Okay.
24 minutes.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Very reasonable. Yes.
And you'll have, I imagine, some sort of refreshments.
Yes, there'll be refreshments like that.
Coffee, something.
Coffee, tea, Splenda. I'll have all those things. A Danish.
Wonderlic. Not a Rorschach test. A Wonderlic test.
Wonderlic, yes.
Okay. Should be an interesting day.
And wow.
I can't wait for the results to come out in Creighton after the Wonderlic
test.
Steve's
taking one. Shindaddy's taking it.
Oh, God.
He might be top 10 for sure, right?
He might be. He might be. How do you think the three of us would do?
I don't know.
I don't know what type of questions they are.
I was in the gifted program. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. I'd be dead last. There's no doubt about
no,
that.
No, you wouldn't.
The three of us, I would. 100%.
No.
100%.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Wow. I'm freaked out by this.
Everyone's going to kind of think, Jake, I think it'd be Sip. I think Sip would be the one.
I don't think it's me.
Yeah, I think it'd be Sip would be the one that. And you'd be.
I shouldn't have said that about the gifted program, by the way. I'm sorry about that.
No, you already said it. So it's out there. Yeah, yeah. That will come up a lot.
I can't believe I said it before
in the past. It's right there. And here's my cell phone number, which you gave out.
That did happen.
It was partly the Bo Pelini joke. The Bo Pelini joke was funny. I told him one time that, yeah, a bus came to my school, which was outside of town, and it took the gifted people into another school on Wednesdays. And he said, is that what they told you?
That's gold.
Should be a wonderful day at Midwest. Wonderlic Wednesday.
Wonderlic Wednesday.
Oh, God. Shindy outdid himself.
Doing some stuff.
Yeah.
464-5685. Call or text as always. By the way, I checked this morning.
What is it?
The opening spread for Nebraska-Minnesota was 6.5. It went to 9.5 yesterday. Now, as of right now, 8.5.
So Nebraska. Slip back.
What, to 8? It was 6.5.
Money's coming in on the Gophers.
8.5 favored Nebraska at this moment.
That would be, like I said, just would you just do the hard evaluations on things? And the hard evaluation is just Minnesota is just not very. They can't. First, think about this. They ran the ball for 30 yards. They do nothing but throw it. Young quarterback.
Yeah, Drake Lindsey.
They're 114th nationally in rushing.
That's a thing of beauty. And I'm just telling you, on defense.
Why is it a thing of beauty?
For Nebraska fans.
Oh, yeah, for Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska fans. And then when you watch them on defense, they're
come on.
The back end, it's going to be, first of all, what you're going to see is a lot of easy access throws. You're going to see throws because they're going to play almost exclusively zone defense, and there'll be windows all over the place.
Okay, I got to listen to this.
There'll be windows all over the place.
Why are they playing exclusively zone?
They don't have them. They can't match up in the back end.
Okay.
Yeah, and everyone plays some man. There's not a team that says, we don't play, never play any man. No, that's not true. And so, but their ability on the back end on those now screens or tunnel screens. Your back end has to react really well. That's when those plays go south, someone just beats a block.
So
that again, huge advantage for Nebraska.
So they are, I mean, the game against Purdue is not reflective of the stats.
They were behind most of the game.
Right. They were.
They're ranked 27th nationally in total defense. So is that just largely a product of playing Buffalo, Northwestern State?
Yes.
They lost to Cal.
Yeah, they lost to Cal.
27-14.
And Cal, of course, lost to San Diego State.
By 34.
Shut out.
34-0.
Nathan. Shut out. Yeah.
So I'm not trying to make Minnesota sound better. You're right. They're not running the ball well, as we pointed out. And their quarterback is flat out a statue. He hasn't run it in a game more than four times. He doesn't run. I think and those are probably just scrambles. So
here was John Butler yesterday on the Minnesota offense.
Oh, John Butler.
I can tell you, I coached there years ago. It's kind of irrelevant to your question, but like the type of kids they have, tough, hard-nosed, gritty kids, and having watched them through the years, their ability to run the football and kind of control the line of scrimmage with their big O linemen, their good backs. Now they got a good young quarterback, a couple good receivers that you can see, I know the back's been hurt a little bit. So they've gotten away from the run game, and then they've been down in some games to get away from the run game. But I think they're going to try to run the football on us again. I think you'd be a fool not to try that on us. We've got to try to establish the line of scrimmage and then do a good job of affecting, you know, this young quarterback who, you know, makes a lot of good throws.
You'd be a fool not to try that on us, says John Butler.
I mean, Nebraska's ranked 90th nationally in rushing, rushing defense, 81st. Yeah, 81st. So that's what he's referring to, right?
Yeah.
Said, and Maryland ran it.
Some success. The one factor, the one thing that Butler hit that he nailed was that when I was watching him, they do have invested players, tough players, so they have all that. They just don't have movement, and they don't have you don't see Mass kicking ass up front. You don't see, oh man, they were just in the backfield the whole. No, they weren't on defense. And then offense, when you know you're struggling a little bit up front when you can't run the ball. Would they say that 30 yards a game, or 30?
They had 30 yards against Purdue.
Yeah. But yeah, not carries. But yeah, just not. It's not good. But they do have very, very tough kids. And the one factor that's in there is that PJ Fleck, in my mind, is a really good coach.
Yeah, he'll manage the game. You know, I can't believe it. Yeah, I think it'll be a tough game. I still believe that.
And I don't know if it's going to be an insane scoring game, because I think Nebraska will be very happy with 4 yards a run, 5 yards a run. Clock moving. When you go to a game like this, it's kind of like what Ohio State did to Washington. They just kind of smothered the game. Mm-hmm. They were slow.
They 100% did. Yeah.
Ran the ball, got in and out of there, and went home. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because you get no bonus points for if you beat Minnesota by 28, no one really cares. You beat them by 16, 14, no one really cares. Just win the game, go home, smother the game out. Don't allow them extra stuff. But PJ Fleck, I said this on Monday, is coaching for his potential career. This is the one chance with all the jobs potentially open to maybe be on that list. Because right now, why do you not hear his name anywhere? You don't hear it anywhere.
It's been quiet.
I mean, you don't hear it anywhere. And I do like PJ Fleck wears that quarter zip and the tie. I really like that.
Looks good.
It's a good look.
A good look for game
I really
day.
Like that. He was, PJ Fleck was my Cignetti to some. Drove me nuts. Now I'm just the opposite. I'm like, I really like him. A lot of respect for him.
So Darius Taylor's the running back who's hurt. I think they were going to lean on him this year. He had almost 1,000 last year. This year he's rushed 22 times for 42 yards in the last two games. Yeah, it's not working for him. I don't want to get lulled into this. Oh, Nebraska will walk off with this. I don't see that. I don't see it. I still respect Minnesota.
Are you surprised at that spread? It being 8.5.
Not necessarily surprised.
No, that doesn't surprise me. I think it's more like 10.5.
Malachi Coleman does have one catch for 6 yards, for people wondering about the Lincoln East grad. Okay. One catch for 6 yards. That's it. I don't know what to tell you. It's a ball game.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Friday night in Minneapolis.
Nebraska definitely should win, but I just don't think you go too far down that road in that conversation.
I told you yesterday, I was reading some CBS Sports, Tom Fornelli, friend.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Fornelli's fun.
He is fun.
He's fun.
He writes about the Big Ten every week for CBS Sports.
Yes, he does. You like that, don't you?
I do. It's nice to have your own conference recap. The teams.
I got you. I agree with
that. Well, we rate them.
We did the rankings yesterday. I like our rankings. We were happy with the rankings yesterday. But
we were unhappy with them. That's a very bad. Imagine getting done with the rankings.
Unhappy.
I think there was one time we disagreed with everything.
Sure.
It was like, but I don't even know what we just did. Yeah. We weren't even close.
I think one time we said, but that wasn't our best.
I think Michigan State should be fourth.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart. Check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, he says Matt Rhule, he thinks will be hired by Penn State. He says that.
Did he say that?
He does think that he will be hired by Penn State, but he says that there's two other guys that are better candidates for that job.
Okay.
Which are Matt Campbell at Iowa State and Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz.
Eli Drinkwitz.
Do you like either of those guys at Penn State?
Well, the Drink is very interesting. He's done a nice job in the SEC. They're kind of an outlier in the SEC a little bit.
They are.
They're kind of like,
not used to that.
And if I'm Drinkwitz, I'm sitting there going, okay, if I wanted to have a chance, what's my best chance to win a national championship? And I believe it'd be clearly Penn State.
Not Missouri.
I think you have a harder time to do it from there. But at the same time with Missouri, you know, like I said, Missouri's a cool place, and they've rebuilt their stadium, but it's not the same.
They're rebuilding it. They're in the process.
They're doing the whole other end zone.
See that the other day?
It looks really cool.
Have a crane back
there. There's a crane. They're playing on the last drive, and they show the drive. The giant crane. The
crane's just sitting there.
But the best part would have been, I go, at all costs, I'd love to have been in that crane and using it. I'd like to have seen dirt getting scooped up and moved over on fourth and six. And all of a sudden, there's just dirt being moved.
They halted that.
That's not distracting.
They halted construction during the game.
And so you can say, okay, well, you know, he's done. Why is PJ Fleck not mentioned, but Iowa State is?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, why would he not be mentioned for some
I mentioned. Sometimes I don't care who's being mentioned because maybe the AD has Fleck in his mind, right?
It could be. But also, when they start naming lists, you don't even know what's real.
Right. That's what.
But
I'm saying.
The Drinkwitz one is interesting because I don't know the drink. I don't know how the Drink would turn that down.
Well, I'm not sure he would. I don't think he's going to get an offer. Though,
if he's getting an offer, I don't know if he'd turn it down or not.
He's got a couple double digit win seasons at Missouri. That tells you all you probably need to know. Yeah, it's probably
he's
all you need.
He's done a good job there.
Got to close the deal in a game like the Alabama, though.
The difference is, like, so they have those games. It's been brought up, and it's so true. When you have those opportunities, you got to make it. And he had the opportunity, didn't make it.
That's what I mean.
They had plenty of chances to win that game, and they didn't do it. Yeah.
You got Alabama on your home field, and you got them on the ropes. You got to close it. Yeah. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Yeah. That's the difference. That's what puts you over the
close
top.
One, the close deal.
It doesn't matter.
You just walk away. When you win a game, it's, and then no one's going to talk about it. Imagine 4 years from now. You guys remember that game? It was Alabama's at Missouri. Yeah. Heck of a game. Threw that late interception. Remember that?
No,
you don't. No, it has to be wins only. But I kind of like Fornelli. That's not a bad thing.
Drinkwitz, and he also mentioned whom?
Matt Campbell.
Okay, then the other name that they were saying yesterday and on three that they're going to take a swing at Freeman.
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, I don't.
Why would he go to Penn State?
I don't see it.
I don't think there's any chance.
I don't see it.
I don't think there's any chance. I think that would be a very close.
It'd be odd.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably, I'm sure by his agent would be okay, they've reached out to me. And I've reached out to Notre Dame, and I've let him know that you've been, because he's not leaving Notre Dame.
I don't know why they were
in the national championship game a year ago. There's a really good chance they're making the playoffs again this year, and it's Notre Dame, and it's pretty sweet. And guess what else Notre Dame did? They went out on a limb for you. Notre Dame hired a coordinator to run Notre Dame.
I don't know why he would go to Penn State.
There might be somebody out there that we're not expecting. Pat Kraft is starting the search. It said later in the week. Today's Wednesday, so I don't. All this stuff, when you read it, I don't buy 90% of it. He's starting his search, so people read it and go, okay, so I'll start Thursday or Friday. My guess is it's started. It's very possible he has somebody already.
It's true.
Very possible. It's such a charade that we play with these things. Well, Sip, Kraft's not starting to search till Thursday.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Started about 4 weeks ago.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
it did. First of all, the list was already done prior to.
Yeah.
But you're not sitting there going like,
it's a charade.
Probably go to hell. We just fired Franklin. No.
Yeah, we got
to
get a search going.
Get a search. Who we going to call?
Yeah, we got to get this search. We got to hire a committee.
Maybe, no. It's no, like, no, no. You have a plan? It's like, it'd be one of those things that I'm just kind of a nod. You have a plan?
We have a quick phone call. Brandon, you're on an early break. What do you have for us,
Brandon?
Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, Jake, Sip, Coach Bush, how are you guys?
Good,
great.
Brandon.
Thanks.
Hey, two things. Just a thought out there for, you know, potential hire for Penn State. You just look at this coach's current program, the facilities that he has. He's young, and he knows how to get good players. Would be Lane Kiffin. I think he would be, you know, a decent fit up there at Penn State, being a young coach, not afraid to get into the transfer portal like Dabo is. He's reluctant to adjust to that. But my question really is for Coach Bush with the defensive scheme for Nebraska and the 3-3-5. When you look at that, I know we have two big pieces that graduated from last year with Robinson and Huttmacher, but is it just a position issue that we're having? Is it a lack of personnel on the defensive line with the 3-3-5 that we're giving up a lot of these, you know, big gashing runs and plays up the middle?
Well, a couple things from is that I don't when I'm watching Nebraska, I don't see a lot of 3-3-5.
I don't either.
So 3-3-5 is a true zero nose and 2-5 techniques. And then what it is they add a linebacker or whatever position you want to call it, adds in as the fourth defensive lineman in essence. So he can be the 3 technique. He can be different things. So it's based off of the under front when you go back and research, you know, all the way back to Rocky Long when this was started.
Okay.
So right now when I'm watching them, they're in a lot more very traditional 4-3 type of defense.
They're in 4 a lot.
And it's not a bunch of crazy things that they're doing defensively. Now, the loss of those two defensive linemen, you do see, because there was a lot of TFL knockback that happened last year. You mm-hmm. would just see just dominating, like couldn't block them. And you don't see that type of you see them.
Good point.
You see them stout, and then you see sometimes they have some errors with it. But sometimes that the best thing to say is like that. So it's not a 3-3-5.
Yeah, we got to get over that.
That's not really what's going on. No. Everyone, just so you guys know, everyone has a version of a 5-man front, a 4-man front. Right. Everyone has some sort of. No one says, "Yeah, we don't do that." No, we're going to line up in a bear look. We're going to line up in these different looks. But they're really not doing that. And then just, you know, the fits on the run game are always something that's going to be difficult. You know, but they have not faced a very difficult run game. As far as scheme wise, they'll face a more difficult game when they play USC.
Thank you.
USC is a ridiculous gap scheme.
Gap scheme, and pullers,
and so there'll be a lot of different things going with that.
True.
But Minnesota is also a very simple run game.
Are they running inside outside zone?
Yeah, it is not a lot of gap. It's not a difficult run game. But one of the reasons, so to answer your question more, yes, there is some things in the back end that happens, and then also keeping things on the ground if something breaks out, you know, in the second level players were issues in the Michigan game of when it breaks out, you're able to keep it to a 10-yard gain instead of from being a 70-yard gain.
Question. There are teams that play a very defined 3-man front.
Yeah, you'll see it every Saturday.
Right.
You watch it.
That
see
Nebraska
it.
Is not no. that team.
No. No.
That's what I'm trying to hammer home. You will see teams that play a pure 3-5,
and the idea of the
Nebraska is not that team. Yeah, so I'm always like, okay, they're not that guys. They don't play a 3-man front all that often.
There's a term you use all the time offensively is find the bubble, and finding the bubble means we're going to find a gap that's more available up front. To make it in simplest of terms, with the 3-3-5, that with the one of the main things you do with that is you try to hide where the bubble's at, which means when the extra player, it might be the whatever they determine that as a linebacker, Jack, whatever the number is that it's going to be the extra D lineman. Sometimes it's a stem down from a DN down and he walks up on the edge, but it changes for offensive coordinators. Like, well, where, if you just line up all day and just over front or under front or even front, the coordinator and the coach knows where they want to go with the ball in the run game. The 3-3-5 is made to change that up a little bit with also some very unique pressures. If you watched even last year, there was way more odd/unique pressures in the run game that Tony White ran. There's not as much of those right now, and most likely that is because of what they feel the best about their personnel.
You mentioned something that's thought-provoking to me, that Minnesota, Minnesota, you say you're going to play a lot of zone because they're not particularly athletic. If you're a head coach, don't you want to be able to say, we're a man team. We're going to man people up because we're really athletic in the back end.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
If I was a head coach, I don't want to play a lot of zone. We're manning.
You want to have the second thing else, abuse leads to restrictions. And so if you're just, we just play man. Oh, man, there's some man beaters and some issues that come problems.
Okay, you got to play it
we
all.
We play just zone. Like that.
You got to play it all.
Yeah, you got to be able to play.
Then what's the third thing?
There are certain things.
Man, zone, and then what?
Well, everything
mix
is.
Mix and match?
Yeah, in essence, like that, there's times you can be zone on the front and lock up the backside exit in man. You can do some different stuff. But you only divide the field up in so many ways. It's third halves and quarters. Yeah. That's it. Third half and quarters. Now you'll see some quarter, half defense.
Yeah, Bo used to say that all the time.
So that
quarter,
way,
quarter, half.
That way you can roll up to the X receiver. But everything is like, yeah, you just got to cloud him. Well, once you do that, it also changes your run fits like that. I remember being in a conversation with Coach Pelini at LSU, and somebody else in the room had brought up like that. We just need to do this. We need to do this in coverage like that, with this like that. And then it's like, do you even understand what that does to the run fits? And that, I mean, so there's more to it than just, we got to do this. And so we need to do this. I just got to zero blitz them all the time. Try those zero blitz against those screens.
It's just complicated. I was watching Saban on Saturday. You might have been watching him too, where he's talking about, you can play man-to-man on one side of the field and zone on the other. So you're playing man-to-man and zone at the same time?
And then the issue with that's like,
complicated.
Okay.
It's complicated.
It sounds very confusing.
It sounds good. But you have to have build, how do I shut off that half of the zone side? Which means on the zone side, if someone gets it's like, it's zone, and they get a crosser coming across.
Okay. Then what?
And it's man on the other side?
Yeah.
That means there's no one there.
Yeah. That's trouble.
So you have to have someone that's going to be, someone's going to wall. A linebacker is going to say, hey, listen, if three comes under, you got to carry him to infinity back because there's no one there.
I think he might have said those exact words.
I didn't hear him. But that's the problem that comes up. I had that. That's where I had to come out of the press box when I got whisked over via ambulance to the game, and they had this set up to play cover three to the front side and lock up the back side. And then I'm going like, they would just clear it out and get these deep over routes, and there's no one there. I'm like, you can't do that. And so I had to come.
Interesting.
They had to take me down to the sideline.
That stuff is fast.
It was great.
So
well, we got to get to break.
So
though.
When you say
we're
lock,
doing breaks now.
We got to go to break.
All right, my
we're
bad.
Doing breaks.
Break
now,
save for after the break. Bill's Thrills is next, and early break in the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.